Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fourth edition of Loser Town Today, the podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train.
Well, half of Anime Train, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Just half. First thing I want to do is I want to apologize for the horrible quality of the guitar recordings on the last podcast. The idea was to let you hear what the PRS Montana SE and the Fender American Stratocaster sounded like, and I admit I botched it. Normally we record through our Grace 101 preamp, but for convenience sake, we just hooked it up to our crappy mixer, and, well, we didn't really check the levels. So we're going to quickly redo that. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, let me plug it in.
Okay, first we're going to give you a sample of the Santana SE, and hopefully this time you'll be able to hear a good quality recording of it.
One second.
That was the Santana SE, and Steve, why don't you switch out the guitars and let us hear the Fender Strat.
Okay, here's the Fender.
There you have it. Hopefully that's a much better recording. And in the future, we'll also have some of our other guitars. You can listen to what they sound like. In today's podcast, what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about some of the titles for the upcoming songs we plan on working on. As I mentioned in the last week's podcast, we like to come up with titles first, just to get a whole bunch of them, and then work on the songs afterwards. So we like to compile a list of titles, possible titles to use. My personal philosophy is that titles should be simple. If you hang out at any of those songwriting forums or news groups, you always see people come up with some really bizarre title. They try to, you know, be too clever, or they try to force some kind of bizarre metaphor in there.
Yeah, that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, Steve's pet peeve is using awkward metaphors. Some great titles that have come to mind are Bob Dylan songs like Knocking on Heaven's Door or Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Simple, but, you know, they really evoke strong images. And actually, they don't always have to be short. Something like There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Yeah, that's a beautiful title.
Yeah, and, you know, at first glance, to me, anyway, it doesn't seem to be a title. It's a sentence. But the plainness of it, the meter, the imagery, it's beautiful. So I think if you can start with a good title, I think that's a good starting point in writing a song.
So what's a bad title, then?
I'm not sure I want to get into that.
Why not?
Well, because I think it's stupid for, you know, us, basically unknowns, who, you know, to just rag on people. And even if we were famous, I wouldn't want to do it because I think that's just rude to rag on fellow songwriters in the public forum.
Well, let me say something generic then.
Oh, you know, I know what you want to say.
Yeah, that's right. Sugar in the Rain.
Wait a minute. Let me tell this. I don't want to insult anyone here. This was a song title or song, I can't remember, that someone posted on Usenet, and you know, we had issues with it. We didn't say anything. We didn't write back or post anything insulting it or criticizing it. But, you know, it's just wait a minute. Was it actually a title or was it just a line in the song?
I think it was a title.
Was it a title?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, This person used a metaphor, and actually I guess it's a simile rather than metaphor, and it was like sugar in the rain. Now, you know, I understand what he was trying to put across, the idea that something is dissolving in water, something is disappearing, but people have, you know, such a hang-up about using cliches or ideas that other people have used before, and so they always try, I think, too hard to come up with something new. I mean, if you're not as clever as Elvis Costello,
and God knows we're not,
yeah, that's exactly, then a lot of times I think it doesn't make any sense. You know, sugar in the rain, I mean, what does that mean? That's not even a naturally occurring situation. It should be something that makes people think, oh yeah, you know, I know what you're talking about. That's happened to me, or I've experienced that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so have you ever left sugar out in the rain? I never have. You might as well say like salt in the rain, or like styrofoam, gasoline, or, you know, any number of other situations that involve solvents. So anyway, that's just a common beef that both Steve and I share, using metaphors or similes in an awkward way. And I didn't want Steve to tell this because I know he would really get worked up about it.
I wouldn't have cursed.
No, you think so?
No.
Probably not.
Well, maybe.
So let's get back to our list of titles. And nobody's saying that these aren't brilliant either, because God knows we know they're, you know, they're nothing brilliant, but it's just to give you an idea of our writing process. Okay, the first one is It's All Downhill From Here.
Yeah, I could swear somebody used that before.
Yeah, did Newfound Glory have a song with that title? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Not that would stop us. So what do you think?
I think, you know, we could do something with that.
Well, you know, what I like about it is that it could mean two things. One, that you've done the hardest part and that it's easy now the rest of the way. Or two, you've had a crap time of it and it's not going to get any better. It's all downhill. Everything is going to get worse. So that's why I like it, especially because for our next CD, this is what we were planning to do. We wanted to make a CD where the first side is all depressing songs and the next side is happy, uplifting songs.
Not that CDs have sides.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I still think of CDs and album turns with sides, side one, side two. But the idea was that you could play them in the order you want, depending on your mood, you know, from sad to happy or happy to sad.
Yeah, remember that REM title, Fables of the Reconstruction Past? Or is it,
yeah,
you know, Past Fables of the Reconstruction?
Yeah, it's something like that, you know. So, you know, you don't know where it starts and where it ends. It's like a loop. And it's like life, you know, things get bad, things get good, things get bad, things get good. So we would kind of mirror that. Okay, the next title we were thinking about is, and I don't know about this one because it seems a little too obvious, there's no subtlety in it, but the title is My Miserable Life.
Yeah, but it's short and sweet.
We'll have to think about it. The next two titles, I think, are a little too jokey. You know, Steve came up with these. One is My Crotch Is Burning, and the second one is Who Put This Pubic Hair on My Coke Can?
Well, what's wrong with those?
I just think they sound too jokey.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, we should consider them.
You know, if you want to, you know, push them, go ahead and, you know, write the songs out and we'll see how it comes out.
I definitely will.
Now, the first one, I think I know where Steve got the My Crotch Is Burning. I think that was actually on a website called the My Miserable Life Compendium. Have any of you out there gone to that? You know, and a lot of them seems fake, like it was made up, but some of them actually seem real, and it's kind of sad that these people write and tell about their problems. And one of them talked about that her crotch was burning. So,
yeah, that's right.
That's where he got that idea. The other one, who put this pubic hair on my coke can, of course, involves the Anita Hill thing. testimony with on the Clarence Thomas confirmation for Supreme Court. I mean, that's basically where you got that, right? I mean, where else would you have gotten that?
Yeah, that's basically where that came from. I mean, you know, during the hearings, I didn't believe his denial at all. I just kept thinking that here is a man, clumsy, awkward, likes this woman, wants to impress her, but that's the line he comes up with.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's possible we could do a song about that, but I'm not sure if we'd use that title. The next one is I'm thinking about writing a song about is with the title "My Friend Hitler."
Yeah, I think that was a Japanese play.
Yeah, really? What was it about?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure about that because I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to be seen as I don't want the song to be seen as something approving of Hitler. But the idea of the song is about someone watching a friend go down a horrible path and is unable to stop it. I mean, you know, I know Hitler, the whole idea of Hitler has become this embodiment of evil, total evil. But, you know, he was a real person. He was he lived, breathed, ate, and died. He did really horrible things. But, you know, somewhere along the line, he was a little kid, you know, he must have had some friends. And, you know, you wonder, well, what happened? You know, how did he get that way? And basically, that's what I wanted the song to be about. So, anyway, those are some of the song titles that we're thinking of. And we have others, but these are just the ones that we're mentioning right now.
Yeah, notice how none of them are happy titles there, you know?
Yeah, I know. We, you know, we need to come up with some happy songs. Maybe next time we'll talk about happy song titles if we're going to carry out this plan for our CD. Okay, so that's it for our podcast. Next time we'll talk about some of the equipment that we use in recording. And also, we took a recent trip to Charlestown where we, the three of us, me, Steve, and the S-Man, we hit the slots. And we'll talk about that. So anyway, bye.
See ya.